catcalling, or the case of a missing idiom. Today, in my lifelong pursuit of mastery of English, or at least the hope of, I've learned about calques, or loan translations in context of linguistics. The word loan here signifies a word that is on a loan from some other part of the world. So we are referring to a loaned word in loan translation. And the word translation refers to just translating the words between language, cot to cat. In English, the word cafe is a loan word, but without the translation, you see. I really love English, and in ways that I can't even describe, that English will never ever have a word for. My first word was tea. We had an Earl Grey tea tin when I was a baby, and my mom, for no reason at all, turned one day and said, "Tea means herbata in English," or in Polish, "herbata po angielsku to jest tea." When I started learning computers, I came across a text game. And this was quite an experience. It was rather crushing, as I had to translate every word on my screen with a dictionary. Pretty much an impossible task. Things don't translate well with a dictionary. You still have to fill in the meaning and the context. And when you have a game that is a mystery and a challenge and requires solving something, a dictionary is not perfect help. But I actually did something. My player was standing next to a door, and in a burst of pure freaking genius that hasn't repeated since, I typed in knock. And a new screen full of text appeared. Now, I wasn't about to translate all of that. As far as the little me was concerned, I won the game. I would have picked up the word knock from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or some other program on the Sky One, British Sky Broadcasting Network. That somehow, one day, all the TVs in my neighborhood started picking up. I just knew a few words back then, but wow, it was already pretty magical. The next few words I learned from programming. Print, loop, and plot. Print allowed me to print text on my computer screen, back then a TV, and Simon's Basic plot helped me to experience the joy of putting a freaking pixel on a television set. And the concept of a loop or an infinite loop, accomplished with the keyword for, has been holding me by the button since. I freaking love infinities like this. So English, to me, was actual magic that dealt with things that were just impossible to accomplish with the Polish language. Powerful things, spells on the computer. But there is a but, and it is very complicated and frankly quite impossible. English is missing an important idiomatic phrase, having a cat, which where I come from means losing one's mind, but without it being an insult. It's just something you say and get away with. It's kind of just fine. Because it's being said in a silly way. Not exactly a negative way, though, of course, it's not a positive thing to say about a person. Let's just use an upset lady as an example. In Poland, you could say, "Ona ma kota," translated to, "She has a cat." And it would mean that this lady is someone you have to watch out for, because trouble may be headed your way. And there are so many layers of complexity here, culture and linguistics and everything else, that it's all darn near impossible to explain. The phrase does have to be said in context of someone acting in an irrational way, and not as a factual statement, not as stating an observation, but as casting the words into the wind with a little bit of disregard. She has a cat. She has a cat. She has a cat. Onamakota. 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 So it's not a regular way of saying onamakota or she has a cat. It's a she has a cat. But in English, it just sounds like the idiom could never stick. Like this area of having a cat is just too busy. There's no room for an idiom here. To give some background, it appears that this phrase is mostly used in Poland. Russians have a acting like a cat in a bag, meaning acting chaotic, and the French just have a to have a cat in the throat, avoir un chat dans la gorge, which just means to have a croaky voice. It doesn't really mean that a person is mad. I don't even know where to start with this. I just know that it is necessary to have the cat, and it is awesome, because a new idiom is also a stepping stone, a launch pad for great many variations. Skoczyła się, as in she catted herself, means that she had a meltdown or something similar, and again, in a mild way that can just be brushed off. If the lady overheard those words, she would think you're a little weird and wouldn't think much of them at all. Perhaps a better example would be calling someone an old cat. In American English, that may signify experience or need for sleep. In Polish, an old cat has a hint of madness to it, but again, in a way that is not upsetting to people. It's almost like a badge of honor, I kid you not. It's almost like old fox, but without the strict emphasis on cleverness that fox tends to carry most of the time. And of course, transferring an idiom is a natural, emergent process. Bringing it over manually is impossible. And as an English speaker now, it does seem like she has a cat doesn't really have a room for another meaning. However, it is such a gentle and innocent way of calling someone permanently irrational that English could really, really use it. Saying she is nuts is way, way too harsh by contrast. It is indeed an insult. But if we had she has a cat, this would really soften the statement in a way that is really hard to describe. I can't imagine manually transferring an idiom from another language, though if there is a way, talking about it a little bit is probably a good start. Personally, it is just a really strange thing when an idiom is just taken from you. I have a permanent emptiness in my English language. It is indeed a bizarre feeling that I just can't say someone has a cat, and I just don't know how to fix it. It's weird. The English just does not have the right equivalent, and certainly not with a creature as cute as a cat. I'm lost for words. I'm almost getting a cat from it. Prawie od tego kota dostaję.